all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, special guest Co-Sam Prayer of the Howard Bison Golf Team, a TSU Tiger like myself. So I want to talk to my fellow TSU Tiger alumni. Coach Prayer, how things up with you guys in D.C., man?
Man, things are great right now. Honestly, I have zero complaints. You know, at the end of the day, I'm grateful for each and every day.
Most definitely. Now, Coach, you know, you started a program at Howard from the ground up. Steph Curry stepped up big with a great donation to the university for 6 years for your program there. So you just hired this year as the coach of the golf team, men's and women. So how has that transition been for you with the golf team taking over at Howard now and being where you've been over your career and building this thing from the ground up, Coach?
Well, first of all, you know, as you know, it hadn't been a typical year. So that within itself has made the transition pretty interesting. I mean, from COVID to the lack of contact to the recruiting deadlines, the recruiting dead period. So it's been a crazy year, honestly. The last 6-7 months have been bananas. But at the same time, it's actually been interesting because it has forced you to have a lot more conversation and communication with your team. I feel like I'm a communication person, so I feel like through the communication realm, you're forced to speak more, and you get to know your players, I think, a little better. Although you're not in physical contact with them. So for me, it is different, but at the same time, I take it as a nice challenge.
Yes, indeed. And Coach, you know, I think you take your pride in building something from the ground up as well, because, you know, when you get to start some, like, your foundation, set your culture from day one, I think that's really great for you as you build the program for years to come here.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, we're trying to right now lay the bricks, lay the framework, lay the groundwork for something that's sustainable year after year after year. And, you know, although it is a, you know, 6-year investment on the front end, I'm looking at it as a lifetime investment, because to me, like I tell students all the time, it's not a 4-year decision when you decide to come play for me. It's a 40-year decision, because of the decisions that you make, the opportunities that you create, and the experiences, they last a lifetime, even when those 4 years have all come and gone.
Yes, indeed. And coach, you know, Howard's a great university, a great city of D.C. It's a great recruiting point already just going to Howard Education in the city of D.C. So as you start this golf team from the ground up, what's the pitch to young recruits that remain here in Atlanta and beyond who hear this interview globally, who might want to get in, who are golfers in high school now and want to come play collegially in the MEAC conference with you guys?
Well, I look at it this way. I mean, number one, if just my track record, I mean, I've won everywhere I've gone. So, you know, you can go out and play for another coach, and the coach will say, well, if you come here, then I think we will do this. We might win. Well, if I say, hey, come play for me, you can look at my track record, and it will say, you come play for me, and we will win. Now, I've coached 12 years. I have 6 rings. I challenge you to put that up against another coach with a national championship ring, a Big Ten championship ring, a couple coach of the years, 4 of the conference titles, and a ton of collegiate victories winning tournaments. So I'm comfortable with my track record. I have a couple guys I've coached that are still on the actual PGA Tour. That being said, I can tell you what those people are doing in order to get better. I can tell you what they did in order to get better. I can tell you what they're doing to maintain and try to always maintain that level to keep trying to, you know, play for that check. That's the one thing I can give a young person that a lot of people can't.
Most definitely. And you know what, coach, is so great about it is, like I said, you talk about off the air that you played for Coach Starks since Tennessee State University, the first woman's coach in the D1 there as far as a woman there. How was that experience for you at Tennessee State playing for her, and what is she instilling you as you coach guys and girls today to be better golfers?
I love coach. I mean, I went to play for an 88. I love coach. And, you know, we laid it to rest 2 weeks ago, and I'll be honest with you. A lot of what you didn't know then that you know now, and you realize she was in your corner. And that doesn't mean that you didn't go at it. I mean, we went at it. Coach and I had some crazy times, but I knew she cared about me. I knew that she was trying to make me a better man. And I think inherently the way she saw it is, if she made me a better man, the golf part will be easy. And I take that same approach. It's interesting you asked that question. I told one of the guys on my team today, we were talking earlier today, I said, my goal is for him to, of course, try to live his dreams and make it on tour. My real goal is for him to become an incredible, incredible young African-American business person, that he's able to take care of his family, all of his dreams will be able to come true, and that he'll be able to do the things that he thinks he needs to do to impact and impart his wisdom on the world. We just had that conversation earlier today.
Most definitely, because, you know, like you said, it's a 40-year commitment when you come play for you, because same here, like, you know, I'm still close to Coach Allen, Coach Alexander. I'm still close to Nolan Richardson III. I still talk to all these guys, Daniel Ford. I still talk to these guys. Right. After being at Tennessee State University, I still have relationships with these guys. I was at Frank Allen's camp as a kid in YSP program. Right. I know how coaches can – impact you. He impacted me as a young man, and the fact I still talk to him today is great, you know. So having a great coach in your corner who can instill stuff in you, talk to you, because as a coach, you impact lives every day, all day, and what you say and do, and help and shape, mold young, just young Black African American men and women, is so key. Knowing what's going on in our world today, right now, coach, which is crazy around us right now.
Oh, absolutely. And I think you're right. I think the coach, in a lot of respects, the coach doesn't get the credit. And I mean, I'm okay with that, but the coach plays a very pivotal role in that development. You know, in my case, you're trying to develop them on the course and also off the course. So I mean, I don't take that for granted. I realize that's an incredible responsibility to have a family put their young person in your care for 4 years. And I hold that dear.
Yes, indeed. And you know what, Coach? I also feel this way about golf. It's like golf is a sport where you can get stuff done business-wise. So you say, I've become a young businessman. I know me. My degree's in business. A lot of deals are made on the golf course, tennis courts. So you're playing a sport that can take you farther. You can play late in life. You know, football, basketball, it stops for you. But tennis and golf, a lifetime sport. You can play whenever, whoever you want to. So I think that is a great thing about golf, is that it's a lifetime sport that can bridge the gap for a lot of different things, open a lot of doors, and get stuff done.
Well, I agree. And I think, too, I mean, if you think about it, what you're doing is you're creating a lifestyle. The key is you're creating a lifestyle. And I think as these young people develop jobs in corporate America, or they become entrepreneurs and do it on their own, you know, becoming a member of that country club, becoming a member of that public course, playing golf with their clients, regardless of what they do, becomes a piece of the norm. And it's good, at least if you can speak that language with them, which will help you in different forms of, you know, in your own personal life and business life. I just don't know how you can go wrong. I'd be hard pressed to find a sport that can prepare you for the real world more than golf. I can't think of one right now.
I can see that. And Coach, let me ask you this, as a young African-American kids, you know, golf can be kind of expensive for young black kids to get into. So how's the sport about making it cheaper for more feasible financially for young black kids to get into the sport of golf and tennis and those kind of sports that kind of cost a little bit more money to get into than a basketball or football or baseball would?
Well, there are programs out there. There are organizations and programs in every city around the United States which have programs that will put clubs in young people's hands, that will help you gain some level of access. I mean, there are programs all over the United States like that. But I also look at its priorities. When I look at families, and I see young people, parents will say, hey, we poor, yada, 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 but they're wearing $250 pair of Air Jordans. Like, wait a minute. I'm not wearing $200 pair of tennis shoes myself.
Same here.
It's priorities, though. It's about priorities. So if you, to me, it's a simple investment. I'll wear cheaper shoes, but I invest in tutoring or golf or something that will take me further instead of the flip. Instead of putting expensive shoes on my feet and not investing in the tutoring and the academics and the golf. It's just priorities.
Most definitely. And you're right about that, Coach. That's something my parents are still to me. It's like, hey, knowing the value of a dollar, knowing, understanding depreciation, and knowing that you'd rather invest in stocks than buy some Nike shoes. You want to invest in Nike stock, rather than buy Nike shoes. That's what my father exactly. told me. He said, I'd rather buy some stock, rather than buy some shoes. So he did. That's he bought right. some Nike stock as a 14-year-old. So it's right. like, you know, so I get you. So understand the value of money and resources and how you want to grow your kids' money. I still have the old stocks my dad bought for me, those bonds my dad bought for me. I still have them to this day, 33 years old. So it's like, you know, so, wow. You know, Coach, so like you said, it's different priorities. And I think for me, I was put in USTA program to play tennis here in Atlanta. I went to Hadley Park and played there in the summertime as well. So I was exposed to things, via whether it be TSU's YSPP program or whatever. So you're right. The parents really care about developing their kid, son or daughter. They'll make sacrifices to do it the right way for their kid. It gets to set them up for a future, whether it be golf, tennis, or wherever in life there.
Exactly. Totally.
And Coach, let me ask you this, man. So let's talk a little bit about you as a person, as a coach, man. So for those out here who are not familiar with golf teams, how do you go about coaching a young golfer? Is it daily practice on the course? Is it off the court for his weights? So how does a golfer train for the listeners who might not understand the game of golf like you and I understand the game of golf?
Well, I give you a perfect example. I mean, even though I'm the coach, I'm trying to keep myself in position to be better as a coach. So what does that even mean for me? That means you get up in the morning like today. You get up. I go hit wedge shots. I went to the gym. I'll come back here to the house after this interview. I'll stretch. I'll prepare, rest my mind. I'll do some more exercise later, and I'll do some golf-centric. When you're playing collegially and you're trying to get to that next level, you have to eat and sleep golf. You have to spend time on your game. You have to chip, pitch, putt, hit balls you have to play. At the same time, your nutrition and your exercise has to marry your physical part. So if you're not resting and recovering properly, if all of a sudden you're out eating a ton of sugar and drinking 10 or 15 Gatorades, there's absolutely no way your game will follow. So you're about creating that equitable balance in your life. So, yeah, you need to be working out. You need to be exercising. You need to have your nutrition right. You need to be on the course working on your game. But you're also, your mind has to be rested enough to be able to ingest and digest what you're taking while you're out on the course. And at the same time, you still need, you need the tutelage while you're out there. Iron sharpens iron. No one could become great by themselves.
Most definitely.
Anybody that you name in the history of time, I don't care who you name, has had somebody that they look to for something. That's how you become great.
Most definitely. And Coach, I'm asking you as far as COVID. How has COVID affected training on the golf course? I know it's an outdoor thing, so you're not really enclosed. So how's it affected your guys training for us with COVID here and trying to social distance and get guys and gals in shape here for the upcoming season here, hopefully here real soon?
Great question. I got to be honest with you. I don't think COVID has affected us at all on the golf course. I think for golfers around the United States, as a matter of fact, I just got this text probably 25 minutes ago, right before I started this interview with you. And it was about some scores out of Arizona. And the high school scores, they're the best they've ever been. They shattered like a 25-year record. I'm seeing this now all over the country. Because what's happening is these kids have been on the golf course since March working on their game. So actually, I think these young golfers have gotten better. They've gotten better during the COVID. So now, because of virtual learning, they're doing their virtual classes, they're in the gym, and they're spending all day on the golf course. So I think COVID, in some respects, where it has probably hurt some sports like swimming because you can't get in the water, it's not affecting golf at all. Matter of fact, I would almost put money to say the golf is getting better.
Wow, I can see it, because that's one thing you can do outside without worrying about, hey, getting somebody too close to you. So this is already, you right. Got your own carts, your own balls. So I can see that going down that way for sure. And Coach, let me talk about Tennessee State University. You talked about there a little bit. So talk about your time at TSU. Like I told you, I was there from 05 to 09, getting my undergrad, master's 2011 there. So what was your time like at TSU, and how has it changed over the years from the time you was there to when I went there and right now?
Holy cow, bro. It's not the same spot, baby. It's not the same spot. I'm trying to tell you, listen, TSU back in the day, when I got there, man, there was some times that place could be a frightening place, man. But the people I met were unbelievable, man. I mean, from the walks down to Fisk to the parties down to Fisk and Harry to going down to the college crib late at night or the Harpers and all the stuff we used to do down in Hadley Park and a TSU. But now the TSU I see now is what I've always hoped and dreamed it would be. You know, beautiful bookstore where you can buy nice gear, access to things on campus. Think about it. When I was there, man, if you missed dinner in the calf at 6 o'clock, man, when I tell you, you starving tonight, bro, you up in the dorm playing cards for some food, man.
Wow.
You know, we out on the golf course. Here's a story for you. We out on the golf course because we knew we were going to miss dinner. We out there playing for Lee's Chicken, man. At that time, Lee's Chicken had a three-piece special for $2.99.
Lee's Chicken.
Hey, we gamble for that every day on the golf course. I'm just letting you know right now. Hey, $3 for some three-piece of chicken, knowing I'm going to miss dinner, I was going to beat you that day because I knew I was going to be hungry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I know my mom was telling me he used to be straight through there. Like, you couldn't go straight through. Like, the stop where it's where the little areas on John A. Merritt there on 28th.
That's right.
You couldn't go through there. Right. I'm like, you seriously? You go through TSU like that? I'm like, yeah, you could. I'm like, I wish I could saw that day. We can go straight through that.
Oh, no. It's totally this. I'll tell you a real story, man, with my fraternity, man. I'm an alpha with my fraternity. We used to go up, when you used to be able to drive straight through the campus, we used to drive straight up and go down to that maximum security prison and played at Convicts in basketball, man, like community outreach. And I mean, to think about some of those guys in there, and they would tell you those guys in there were lifers, man. And we would go down there and do community projects like that. I mean, those are the things when I think of college, the time spent, you know, going down to the Bethlehem Center over there near Vandy and volunteering time. I remember that stuff from college, man. I remember the relationships. I remember meeting people from Memphis, from, you know, I mean, I always thought they were like a whole nother world. Shelby County, one town, you know, I remember that. Gangster Walk, I remember that stuff, man. You know,
they had their own language, I mean, in Memphis, boy. They had their own language over there.
They had their own language. So I remember that. And I tell you what, those were, I mean, those 4 years at TSU were probably some of the best years of my life. They were unbelievable, man.
And I know you go to Nashville now, all the buildings up there, and I'm like, same way I remember. All that extra side of downtown, like that, it wasn't there when I was here. It's all different now. So,
yeah,
man, you know, it's growing over there. You know, see, I remember 2005 going to learn about the zoo and all that good stuff over there, hanging out in the dance student centers. So, you know, I learned all
this. The zoo was amazing. The zoo was amazing. I'm trying to tell you. I could tell you a lot of stories I won't. But the zoo was amazing.
I can imagine. Now, did you all golf with Ted Rhodes for your matches, or were you golf somewhere else?
Well, we practiced at Ted Rhodes, but I tell you how golf has changed. At Howard, you know, we're working on getting memberships at country clubs, hopefully, and things like that. Tennessee State behind Gentry used to be a field up on top, and they used to have this parking lot that went way down to the bottom, right? And the grass was as high as from your foot up your shin.
Wow.
And we would hit balls out this grass. It was so high. It would hit the parking lot, and it would roll about 400 yards. It would take us 2 hours to hit about 40 balls because we had to go pick them up. It was a hot mess. It was awful. It was awful. But it made you appreciate when you finally got something decent, though.
Most definitely.
And that's where – the way I'm built right now, I mean, I feel like sometimes you feel like Teflon. You feel like you've seen the other side. You're so thankful when you get a little bit because you know with a little hard work, you can make a little bit turn into a whole lot. And that's the lesson I try to teach the players, man. Like, they've never seen the other side. So they become slightly entitled. And I try to let them understand that don't work in my world. There's no level of entitlement here. There's a deep gratitude and a deep appreciation for the small things, because I remember the other side. They don't. And once they come to that level of understanding, I think at that point, things really work themselves out.
You got that right. And that's why I try to have our own coaches from the HBCU schools, TSU, of course, and now in the OVC, because I lived that life that you understand. When you go to HBCU school in a small school, resources are very tight. So you have to understand that, and I want to make sure people understand that there's great stuff going on in HBCU schools, give you the platform, because I feel, as being an HBCU grad myself, I got to make sure I show the good side that we can overcome no matter what the situation may be. Resources, nothing, whatever. Great things will still happen in our schools.
Yeah, totally. I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think, you know, when you see what Kamala Harris is about to do right now in government, I think you really understand that there's so much talent embedded in these HBCUs around the United States, with proper training, with resources, with God, with all the things that are out there and at our disposal. We can honestly be anything we want to be. And I promise you this, if you can make it out of HBCU, there is nothing in this lifetime that can chip away and knock you down, because you probably already experienced a whole bunch of pitfalls.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And coach, look at us today. Both of us are two TSU grads. Our radio show that's very popular in the number 9 market in the country. You're a golf coach at a great HBCU school. So just we're two examples of, hey, HBCU success from the same school. You know, totally. Different areas, but the same school. So like totally. We're an example for people right now today that, hey, go to HBCU school, you can be successful like anybody else can.
Totally. 100%. 100%.
Most definitely. Coach Prayer, thank you for your time today, man. This has been great talking to a fellow Tiger, talking about your new program, the Howard Bison, because I won't be watching golf now because of you, man. I'll be looking at the scores now to make sure y'all doing well now because of you, brother. I'm going to be chance for you guys from ATL.
Well, I appreciate you, man, and Go Big Blue, man. I appreciate it. And, hey, all those days, I finally remember, and I'm looking forward to creating those same new memories at Howard right now. And I'm excited about what's about to come.
Coach, when I find out when the Hawks play the Wizards, I'll definitely hit you up when I'm in town and come nice. Past see you guys, because I have no idea where you're playing ball for in the NBA. I have no idea, but when I find out, I'll let you know and make sure I'll stop by the Howard, see you guys over at the Howard Bison, man, and see Derek and all everybody over there who I know at the school, man. Y'all got some good people over there, man.
Well, I appreciate you. Derek knows have been fantastic, and I think right now it's just beginning. I think it's only going to get better.
Modell, folks, it's Coach Sam Prairie on the Boss Man Show, Howard Bison Golf Coach, and former Central Tiger like me. We all the big blue over around here. We out.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our teen driver safety program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer, all the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.